adjust my junk. Have to do a little junk adjustment.
I like the junk adjustment.
Do a junk adjustment.
Yeah.
Oh, what is that there? Fuzzy. Kinky thing. Go Fuel. Well, you're the greatest of all time. Go Fuel.
Oh, you got a gummy bear.
Do I?
Yeah, I like the gummy. That's a good one. Whoa.
Cracking
Whoa.
Open with Go Fuel.
We cracked into a bean. She almost fell off the couch.
All right. I will do our lead-in with the ever-lusciously lickable, labia-lustfully.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely.
I'm liking this.
Sally of the salacious, sexy, ever-effervescently super hot, sexy.
Wow.
3, 2, 1.
I am Sally Sexy.
I'm Mitch Jagundo.
And this is
the Crazy Camming Couple Podcast.
With special guest star, Lily the Barking Bean.
And hello, my lovelies, and welcome to an all-new episode of Sexy and Jagundo. And with your beautiful, bodacious host, Sally, Typhoid Sally.
Ah, Typhoid Sally, that's yeah. You all the way. Yeah. Yes, it turns out that when you last left us, when Sally was coughing occasionally on camera there and hacking, that she actually was a proud recipient of...
The vid, the COVID, the 21st century plague, whatever you want to call it. Yep, it finally got me. I was ducking and weaving. I was dodging that bullet for how many years?
About 3 years. You have not gotten sick. Even I got sick.
Yep. Nope. And it got me. It got me, everybody. It got me, finally.
Yes, ma'am.
I felt like a unicorn, man. I was invincible. I never got sick that whole time. I'm like, I am the one. Everybody else around me dropped like flies.
I just like to mention right now, as I glance over to my right, I literally have a fucking biohazard.
And there
that is disgusting.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to clean that up. Yeah. is that mine or yours?
That's definitely not mine.
Just checking. So, be that as it may, Mitch is fine. Beanie's fine. I did not know dogs can get COVID, but apparently they can. And they can give you COVID. I had no idea. And so everybody else in the house is fine. It's just me that's struggling. I'm going on week 2. This is my second week with a cough.
Yeah, you're doing a lot better, but now you have... How's your ear that popped? Does it feel like it popped and went into full popness, or...?
It didn't go... It popped. It relieved a lot of pressure, which I've been feeling. The other ear has not popped.
Oh, no. But the one popped is it's popped, and you're feeling better on that one side.
Yeah, that one side I can actually hear. Okay. This side... I sound like I'm in a barrel, like in a tunnel.
I remember when I had that ear infection. It sucked.
So I'm still dealing with that. I still have a cough. I still need meds. It's just taking me a long time because I don't do well a lot of times when I get sick. So I'm struggling. I'm plodding along. I'm still camming on my own because I don't want to stuff my... parts in his parts.
You asked yesterday, you think we should try it? And you were coughing and hacking. I was like, as much as it's been rough because we're normally very like all around each other, snuggled up with each other. Number one thing we do is make out all the time. And we have not been sticking our tongues in each other's mouths at all. And it's very depressing.
I will say this after it's 19 years?
19 years.
Still very touchy-feely in each other's business.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you can't be boning 24/7. But, yeah, as far as if we're together, we're kissing.
Yeah. And it is. It's very difficult. Like, I normally lay on him in bed and haven't really been doing that.
Yeah, well, more so because you just... Yeah, that's why. Yeah. I don't want to cough all over you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm over it. Needless to say, I'm
starting
definitely
2024 a little bit of sickness here.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's shitty out. It's January. Might as well get it done now before it gets nice and we're on the road.
On the road.
Sexy and Jugundo. Sexy tour. Right?
The sexy tour 2024. Ah, the sexy four 2024.
Yeah, there you go. I feel
oh,
like.
Oh, wow. I got to put that down. Write that down.
The sexy tour. You, an aficionado of erotic art, pinups, sexy ladies in naughty scenarios, maybe fun, sexy slogans with a comedic twist, ever been dick slapped by a wild penis? Then you should check out Mitch Jugundo's erotic art at shop.mitchjugundo.com.
Clothing, accessories, stickers, magnets, and other stuff for those with a sexy wild streak to them. From getting dick slapped by wild penis brew, to bone me like you own me, skirts and shirts, as well as the hottest pinup gals, Mitch, me, has something naughty and fun for you to showcase on your bod, or whatever. Head there now by going to shop.mitchjugundo.com. That's shop.mitchjugundo.com for all your erotic, sexy needs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I gotta make a little thing up now. Sexy tour 2024.
Aw, we rhyme.
We're gonna have to go. I found this cool sex shop in Burlington that looks really nice. Upscale.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's where she moved.
She who?
Lily, I was in Brattleboro.
No. No. No, I remember, she had all kinds of shit given to her because...
Well, it was Brattleboro.
I think you would be progressive, man. It's in the Vermont, man, where the hippies went, man. Peace, love, and sex, baby. Sex, baby. Hi.
So is that part of the sexy tour? Are we going up to Burlington to go to the...
Not Burlington, Vermont. Burlington, New Jersey. Burlington, Jersey.
Oh, I'm thinking it's Vermont.
No.
So when are we going to Burlington, New Jersey?
Oh, I'll have to make a plan and trip out
How
there,
long
yo.
Is that?
An hour.
Oh, and it's not that bad.
And man.
I'm thinking Vermont.
You're like, get us up to Vermont, yeah. Chicago, so I can get our asses.
I am missing those meat nuggets. I'm
That's
just Brown saying.
Brown meat nuggets.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, where did we go? Oh, the Whetstone. Highly recommend the Whetstone. Brattleboro, Vermont. If you want some good food, go to the Whetstone.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, we have been camming separately. So, I've been on my own, and I have two people now who have very specific fetishes about the motor bunny. So when I've been up here on my own, Mitch is downstairs in his room and he's camming, and then you hear.
Yeah, it was funny. That was the other night. I was downstairs camming and working on videos and updating our sites and shit. And then I hear it. The Sibian motor bunny is going off upstairs. I'm like, oh. And that was like within a couple of minutes of you going, I'm going upstairs. And then I'm like, all right, 5-10 minutes takes to get ready. And then I'm hearing this thing. I'm like, oh, well, obviously somebody had a request or something happened there. Or she was like, I'm going on the motor bunny.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I have a couple people. Boom Boom being one of them.
Boom,
you've
boom,
heard about the stories of Boom Boom Huck, the
boom,
fuck
boom,
jam.
Boom Boom Fuck Jam.
Yeah. Whenever Boom Boom's on, he has me ride the motor.
Ride
the bunny.
Wild bunny.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot. Guys like that. I like Osh women on the motor bunny because you have the illusion of like, yeah, she's loving it. Just having that vibrating between her legs. She must be so turned on. Meanwhile, she's like, I'm chafed.
Actually, I'm getting used to it. So it's not too bad. 5 minutes I can handle. Anything beyond 5 minutes gets a little crazy. Well,
what do you, if you were to try and come on that thing, like, do you think you could? Because there are women apparently that can get on that and just come and come and come
and
come.
Well, the first time I rode it, I came on it.
Really?
The first time we got it. And you were like, get on that thing. I can't.
Get on it. God damn it. I spent $1,000 on that fucking thing.
Yeah, and I came on it and I christened it. So
I christened it the cum machine.
Yeah. So the thing is that it cannot be at full blast. It has to be a very slow, even. Yeah, and I gotta just gyrate on it. And then I'll get it done.
That's hot, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm digging it. Mm-hmm. I like that. That's sexy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, so I've been getting a lot of solo motor bunny requests. And it just so happened at time to just write that night because it wasn't just one. I had one person on Chatterbait, one person on Streammate, and they both wanted me to ride the wild bunny.
Ride the bunny.
And I rode that bunny. I rode it good. Oh, yeah. COVID and all. I rode that bunny.
It was a beep, 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 beep code bunny.
It was code bunny. So, yeah, that's always fun. So we were having a really funny conversation in the car the other day, and I don't even know why or how this got brought up, but it had something to do with names of bikes and
I was talking about I think I was talking about all the Harrow stuff that I have downstairs and how I like all the bikes I have now and they're the remakes of the old ones I had and they're fun and we talked about how I was this is because you got me a hat from Harrow and he was good enough to say like, hey, look, I don't have the one you want, but if you pick one out, I'll give you one and then I'll send you another one, you know, gratis.
He sent the one you wanted.
Yeah, he sent the one I wanted later on. Yeah. And he sent the hat, and I think we were discussing that. And and I was talking about, you know, I was talking about him, and then I was talking about how interesting it was because I figured out that when he left the company and why the bike started getting weird, and then that's when I said that I had that bike, and I couldn't understand like when they started making the shitty designs, the shitty bikes. And these weird names, like Harrow would come up like Master and Sport and all these things. And they made one and they called it the fucking Blammo.
Oh,
and
God.
I would get that thing from the day I got it years ago. I don't have it anymore. I fell off that thing and smashed my face into the ground. Fucking all kinds of shit. It's like it was cursed.
Big scar on the shoulder from the Blammo.
It is from the Blammo.
Oh, yeah. That was the Blammo. That was when we were like, oh, my God, did you wreck your face?
About the fight that everybody left me.
He had road rash.
Thank you.
Everywhere.
And I'm like, fuck it. Because if you ride bikes or whatever, or maybe you do know this saying that, you know, Blammo means poof, bam, you hit the ground. Blammo. Mm-hmm. Why would you fucking name a bike Blammo? Like, it basically means you're slamming into the ground. And Sally turns around and goes, yeah, right. Why would you call a bike Blammo? It's like
calling a car Collision.
The 2024 Collision. By Chevy.
When you want to hit that pole just right.
Holy fuck. But I was like, yeah, exactly, man. Why would you put the name of bike Blammo? Oh, I'm 10 feet out of fucking air on this quarter pipe, man. Uh-oh, Blammo. And fucking, that is funny, man. Why are you, it's like even the car. And we saw, I could just see some fucking, like, you know, those old school, like, 90s, like, guys with the voice and all the shows and the commercials. Hello, and welcome to the 2024 Collision. It sounds like a car name. It so sounds like, I never realized how much the word Collision sounds like a fucking car.
Oh,
Chevy
God.
Chevelle, the fucking Cadillac Escapade.
Wow. Oh, my God.
The Mazda Collision.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what we talk about when we're driving in the car.
In the car.
Oh, my God.
Yes, so we'll be buying a 2024 Collision. The BMW 2024 Collision. Because, fuck it, I've always wanted to be that close to a brick wall.
Oh, okay. So again, Sally camming on her own. These are a lot of Sally camming on her own stories.
Sally on her own.
Uh-huh. I had a gentleman come in. It was very interesting. And he was having technical difficulties, so he pulled me into private and it was all about fucking my ass. Now, as you all know, I'm not I'm not an anal girl. I won't fuck my ass for anyone. But what was interesting about this gentleman is, like, I did not have to take my thong off. I just had to assume the doggy position with my thong on and talk about how he needs to fuck my tight ass because, you know, with his big fucking dick. And he's feeding me these lines. Like, he's telling me what I'm to say to him. And I got to give it to this guy. This poor dude lost connection like 3 or 4 times. And he kept coming back and kept pulling me into private. And he's like, I'm almost there. I'm almost there. I'm really sorry. He's like, I keep losing connection. Let's just pick it up from where we left.
Now you know what you're doing, though. You're like, all right, this is all about my ass. And pull my thong inside, slip it in there, baby, and leave me that fucking hard cock in my ass. Yeah.
Eventually, I did pull. He had me take my thong off and everything. But that was it. It was, like, not much more than that. It was just about me talking about how I want him to fuck my ass with his big fucking dick. Very specific wording on his part, not me. His big fucking dick.
My big fucking dick. Baby.
So that was cool. I dug it. Props to him. He got it done finally. And I felt bad. I mean, he literally lost connection like 3 to 4 times. I lost count. It was so many times, but he kept coming back. So thank you for fucking my ass so well.
You've been ass fucked very
yeah.
Precisely.
Oh, and I couldn't moan either. I couldn't. No moaning on my part. Like, I was enjoying. No moaning. It was just talking. He was very much about me talking about it. So I was like, all right, I can do this. I got it done. He blew his load. He was very happy. And said he favorited me. And he shall be back.
You've got a fan, baby. Yeah. Fan. You've got a fan in your can.
Yes, I do. And then I got a message about doing a foot fetish masturbation video, which we're going to do first thing tomorrow morning.
Where do you want to do the foot fetish masturbation? This is with the red heels? With red heels? You have a lot of red heels.
I am probably going to do the velvety red heels.
Straps?
Yeah, the ones that tie around. And I am going to do... I have to have a red negligee and maybe the red choker.
You had that one red negligee that we took the pictures of in Vermont. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
In the window. I don't know if you want to wear that.
I don't know if I will fit in that. I'm probably about 10 pounds heavier.
You're not 10 pounds heavier.
No, I am, because I was at 134 at that point. I'm 143 now. 9 pounds.
I don't think you were 134 then. But
I know I was, but that's okay.
Ah. All right. Okay. I believe
I already had something else picked out. All right. Wait.
Whatever you want to wear. I'm just a videographer.
Yeah. Exactly. I got it all. Nope. I'm ready.
No penis involved.
No.
Thank you pretty much.
Yeah. So I will be doing a foot fetish, red negligee, red heels, masturbation video in the morning. Be there, be square.
Be there for the filming.
Mm-hmm. Be there, Mitch E.
I'll try to pencil your...
masturbation in?
Yeah.
I gotta make sure I come. That's the money shot.
Money shot.
Yeah.
The money moan.
The money moan. The blow your gourd and your veins pop out of your head kind of coming.
You do come very hard.
I do. Yeah. So... you seem to have a pen pal. You have an email.
Ah,
pen pal.
We're talking about FetLife. FetLife.com.
Fill us all in on what's going on in FetLife.
So I think we talked about this. We talked about the what happened there with Aunt Carol hitting us up and liking my artwork and the way I did things and asking if I would do something and then I was like, it's a little too extreme for me. But I finally got working on it over the past, you know, couple of weeks here since that was asked of me because of between Sally being sick and stuff. So I did finally send over a couple of renders to the lovely Aunt Carol. who was hitting me back and forth on FetLife, and she was very quickly, she got back to me. She like, she absolutely liked the, I made a 3D of her. And then I also made a 3D of her, of a dominatrix. So she likes ladies, the dominatrix, and, sent them over to two renders of the characters themselves, not doing anything yet. And she liked it. And, so she asked me for a few little things, and I was like, yeah, okay, we can do that. So I'm working on that now. I'm actually making a render downstairs as we're doing this of a scenario. But then she also asked if I could get a, or if I could get together a like a four-post canopy kind of bed, put some toys on it, and pillows, and make it sort of like that, too. She, yeah, she wants this whole, I was like, oh, yeah, I think I can do that stuff. So, yeah, I'll be doing that, too, so. Yeah, so she's was going back and forth, but so I was like, "Oh, that's pretty nice." You know, it's nice when somebody. I do a lot of, I've done a lot of that art work stuff over the years, and it's nice when somebody turns around and goes, "Oh, that's cool. I like that. It's a nice. It's a good job. It's always flattering when you're an artiste.
Yeah,
somebody says something nice about what you do, because a lot of artists look at their work and they go, "Wow, that is just the most amazing pile of shit I've ever fucking seen." You know, a lot of artists sit there and go, "I'm so fantastic. People should worship at my feet." No. Unless we're sitting there just critiquing ourselves to death. Like, so, yeah, Aunt Carol is getting dominated by a hot young dominatrix.
I love that you're collaborating. That's very cool. Very cool. I like it.
Yeah.
It's sexy.
Yeah.
It's hot. I get to see all the stuff he's working on.
She's like, "Oh my goodness,
oh, you're going there.
You're going there." I say, "Yeah, well, she's all going in here." So yeah, so that's an ongoing little saga. And I guess I can post some of that on. We are on FetLife. If you go to FetLife, FetLife.com, if you look for Sexy and Jugundo, we're on there with some photos and. A couple little videos, and my artwork is on there, so you can
find us
on the FetLife. Because we're freaky. Thank you.
So, should we talk about the wild penis in the room?
The wild penis in the room? The wild penis that you've been looking at the whole time, if you've been watching? Get dick slapped.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
If you've been watching the video, as opposed to listening to us on the... on the old podcast thing, watching YouTube, you'll be seeing this. Hold on, let's wait for the loud little car. That's slower than my Tesla. It makes no noise. Sally's wearing the wild penis shirt. We finally got them together here that we're going to be bringing around every place.
Yep.
I also have a wild penis shirt just like that as a tank top that I promptly got chocolate on and is getting washed right now. Thank you. So instead of that, we have the wild penis pillow. Now this is so time out on the wild penis stuff. So what's been going on in the background, hopefully you can heard all of that,
yeah.
Was we heard an extremely loud car going like it was taking off like a bat of hell.
Oh yeah.
And not 10 seconds later we hear the freaking sirens of a police car coming out. So obviously Mr. Speedy Pants did that right in front of a cop who was like, "Oh, we're gonna play some motherfucking game." So right now Beaver T Justice is hot-tailing it after fucking
oh my goodness.
Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah, right? That's so funny. I didn't even notice that.
That's fucking hilarious. Okay, so that was the aside. Anyway, back to wild penis.
Wild penis.
Wild penis. So this is the thing that we came up with. We've been talking about this probably for the last year. Like, we just thought that was a hilarious name, and it sounds like a drink. And we actually said it to some of our friends one time, and I came up with the whole wild penis. Get dick slapped. Because, of course, you're getting stoned out of your mind drinking. You're getting dick slapped. Psh, psh, psh. And when I said that, I was like, "Yeah, man, we should totally start a brewery up, man. We'll call it Wild Penis. It'll be like, get dick slapped." And he goes, "Boom, I'll take two dick slaps." I thought that was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Oh.
I'll take two dick slaps.
Two dick slaps.
To go.
So we thought it would be a good gag thing. So we finally got around to making things up. We're going to bring this stuff around. We have a shop. If you're looking for it, it's at our little site on redbubble.com. If you go and put into your web browser shop.sexyandjugundo.com, It'll take you to our spot on redbubble.com, and all of this wild penis stuff will be on the shirts and pillows and shower curtains or mice, buttons. I got a button on, which is wild penis. She's got wild penis.
Did
Olivia.
You say mice?
Yeah, a mouse pad.
Oh.
Yes, we're genetically engineering mice so they say wild penis on them.
Yeah.
And if you see us at events or anything, we figured out we'd get some kind of cool promotional product. And I'm showing Sally all these things. I'm like, buttons, stickers, blah, blah, blah. But then we saw this thing, and it was a bottle cap opener.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's so fucking apropos. Like,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
If this was actually a brewery, you'd be cracking the bottle caps off your wild penis brew.
Yeah.
And so they're a little round. They're bottle cap openers. There's a little slot there. And they're magnetic. So if you want to stick it on your fridge, you can.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a little, it's actually our business card is on there that has our website, sexyandregundo.com and SJ Erotica. Mm-hmm. And sexyandregundo.com has links to our store as well, and it has our little podcast. But anyways, a little card attached to it. So if you see us, ask us for a wild penis.
Mm-hmm.
A wild penis bottle opener. So you too can crack open a wild penis whenever you need to. Ah. So let's see. We're going to be going to... I guess the first place we'll be able to bring this to is...
We're going to the Olympics.
Well, the Liquid Lust Day, actually, before the Olympics, I believe.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too. Yeah, Liquid Lust.
And then we're going to go to the ASN lifestyle thing, and there'll be the Swinger Olympics. And then whatever other crazy events or things that we go to, and hopefully we're going to go off and wander around. But anyway, if you see this, if you see us...
Yeah, hit us up. Say, yo, I need dick slapping!
Or email us. Off the podcast, or message us and send us an email thing, and we'll mail one out to you if you so desire.
Yeah. Oh my god, it's brilliant. Yeah, hit us up. We'll mail you a dick slap.
We'll dick slap you.
We'll dick slap
you. We're more than happy to dick slap anybody who wants a dick slapping.
Psh, psh. Oh yeah, I love dick slaps.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
There you go. That's pretty much it.
That's all you've got going on? That's all you've got going on in Sally World?
It's a short one.
It's a short one, not a long one this week. Well, let's see. What's been going on with me in the land of while you're camming upstairs? I'm always on the swinger sites whenever I'm camming. I put that on because it's boring, because Sally, of course, goes on and she's got bing, 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 bing. I'm like, hey, how'd you do up there? She's like, oh, I was up there. I'm like, all right.
Yep. Motor bunnies.
I'll be sitting there and I'll just be working on sites or whatever. And occasionally somebody will pop in and be like, hey, daddy, or whatever. But I'll put the swinger site on because they'll chat and they'll say stuff. And then I'll put the cam on there and I'm sitting there doing what I'm doing. And I had one person come in, and it was a guy from a couple, but he's like, damn, man, you're always smiling. Cause I try not to sit there with this regular look on my face. Cause I would imagine I just have this, if I'm sitting there like this, that's not really going to attract anybody. But if I'm always sitting there like this, you know, people are like, all right. And I get people say, you have a very nice smile. I'm like, that's very nice of you to say.
He does.
So it was just hilarious because you go, yeah, you crack me up, man. You sit there with this big ass smile on your face. And I'm like, well, yeah. And then you know what else I get all the time is, where is Sally? Where is Sally? And then I'm like, yeah, she's upstairs, man. She's camming on her own. She's making some extra money. And they're like, oh, that's cool. That's hot. Blah, blah, blah. And it was funny the other night when you were up there and you put the motor bunny on. I'm like, if you guys can hear me right now, you can hear her. She's on the motor bunny buzzing away as I'm sitting here. Oh, my goodness.
Did they hear it?
I think they did. Yeah.
Nah.
And I will tell you what, man, if you ever want to go to the Netherlands, Denmark, Belgium, you've got about a million people that just wants you over there.
That's so funny because you know why? On my Instagram, it popped up, book your flight to Iceland.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? How much does this cost? And it was like $338 for two people one way. And we'd be flying into...
It's
your verdict or something.
Yeah, so exactly.
It's wherever those guys were in Iceland the other night that we were watching on the Viking show.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So, and then I was like, well, how much is it to get home? And I didn't get that far, but I had us booked one way already.
So yeah, we have a lot of friends that like us in that part of the world, as well as that in Florida, like we keep saying, Florida.
It's not that bad though. 338 for two adults one way.
They drop you off in Iceland and you're never coming back. You have to stay there and just way home.
We gotta get a round trip to come home. I gotta figure that one out. I it was a little confusing. I'm like, all right, I got there. How do I get back?
I believe we also like to highly recommend, we might have talked about this the last time we were on. I don't know if we were watching it back then, Ted.
Oh my God, yeah.
Because the last podcast was the 15th. Yeah. And that's 11 days ago.
That was me getting sick the day after.
And so you were sick, we were watching Ted.
And the Freak Boys.
Ah!
The Freak Brothers.
Freak Brothers. Ted, which is, it's if you any of you watched that, two movies with, I believe it was Marky Mark, right?
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg with the talking teddy bear. Mm-hmm. Seth MacFarlane's fucking hilarious. It is funnier.
Oh, yeah. This was really good.
As the TV show that he did, which is a prequel. It's outrageously funny.
I needed it. I needed that because I felt so miserable. So.
Yeah, it's fucking, so Ted, it's on Peacock. Watch Ted. Mm-hmm. Fucking watch Ted.
Mm-hmm.
You fucking wankers.
Yeah. Yep.
That Boston accent.
Yeah, and we learned
it's
all
wicked
about...
funny. Wicked funny.
We all learned about, was it Province?
Oh, fuck! Yeah, Provincetown. P-Town. Go to P-Town.
Yeah.
There's one episode where the father, who's like, he's a misogynist, he's like a bit of a dickhead.
Yeah.
90s dickhead. He wishes for his toy truck to come alive because nobody agreed with him in the house because everybody's either just out of their fucking minds, just crazy funny like Ted and his son, or a very progressive-minded young woman mm-hmm. like the stepdaughter.
Yeah.
And so the truck comes alive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just an asshole. Sounds like it's a total asshole truck. And it agrees with everything that the dad does.
And then some. Even dad's like, whoa, tone it down a little.
To the point where at the end, the father, like the truck tries to, it's fucking hilarious. But the dad's like, what's your fucking problem? It's all the little toy truck's face. And the toy truck admits that that he has gay toy truck feelings.
Yeah, he's gay.
He's gay. He's basically gay. And that's why he's so uptight. So then he goes, that's it. I'm going to P-Town. And we're like, what the fuck is P-Town?
Mm-hmm.
And we had no idea what's going on here. I don't know what's going on. At the end, it shows a little truck. It's on the highway. And that
has got a little rainbow thing.
Going down the road. And he lifts his hand up. And they go Provincetown that way. Big time of Provincetown. Mm-hmm. So, you know, me being me, the next day at work, I'm like, Provincetown.
Yeah.
And motherfucker, Provincetown is a great big LGBTQ community area in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
On the tip of Cape Cod right there.
Mm-hmm.
I check it out. They do have a good sex shop in there, so if we need to go take a ride.
It's very nice there. I would definitely go. Yeah, I love those kind of towns because they're just so much, they're so relaxed, so artistic, so fun.
That's basically what this place is.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have drag shows the whole night. Mm-hmm. It's like, why are we not? How do we not know about this?
Why are we not living there?
Why are we not living there? We might as well be living there. Exactly. Cause that's what the fuck?
Yeah.
So we recommend Ted and
The Freak Brothers.
Brothers. What did you notice about Freak Brothers that continues to blow your mind?
Oh, yeah. In the beginning of the Freak Brothers, you know, you have your what do they call that? It's an intro. And for some reason, it's three brothers, and there's this one thing where they're stepping high over stuff. And I'm like, why is that so prevalent? Like, why did I see that most of my childhood? Like, what is this? And you said it was...
Trucking. You're going to think you're trucking, you're stepping out. Stepping out, trucking.
From the dead.
Yep. And I never put that together either. That it was, that's the whole fucking death trucking.
Moving along.
I've never done any drugs or anything, and I find this show fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And the other thing you would say is the three voices are Peter Davison, who's apparently a new younger comedian. John Goodman
and Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
John Goodman plays the bigger brother. He's an overweight dude.
He's a little fluffy. Yeah, they make known that he's fluffy.
Yeah. They call him Fat Freddy.
They call him Fat Freddy.
Fat Freddy.
Fat Freddy. Fat Freddy's got a cat.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. So Fat Freddy is John Goodman, and neither one of us were like, "What the fuck? This does not sound like very good voice acting because it doesn't sound like John Goodman at all." Excellent job on voice acting, John.
Like incredibly high pitched, like way more high pitched than a big guy like that should be.
Yeah. And then Woody Harrelson plays the cowboy.
Yeah,
Freakowski brother.
His chin looks like balls. Which I kind of figured that for him. Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, Peter Davison, who I guess was on Saturday Night Live, apparently right now he's a very well-known, big-name, young comedian guy.
I have no idea.
But I'm sorry, every time his character opens his mouth, all I hear is Gilbert Godfrey.
So true!
All I hear is Gilbert fucking Godfrey coming out of his mouth. I'm like, he's doing Gilbert Godfrey.
All right, who's the cat? Who's the one? I'm going to look it up. Cat on Freak Brothers.
Freak Brothers.
I want to say more than meets the eye, Freak Brothers.
So the premise of Freak Brothers is these three brothers and their cat go to Woodstock, Georgia, mm-hmm. in the 60s, and then they get fucked up and they're at the wrong Woodstock. They need to go to Woodstock, New York. They finally get to Woodstock, New York. They find the guru of weed who's supposed to have this most fucking outrageously good weed. They get the weed from this guy. They take it in the basement. They smoke it. It fucks them up so bad that it cryogenically preserves them in the basement till 2020. And they wake up in 2020 not having AIDS, nothing. They get out. So there's these guys in the late 60s in 2020. And that's the whole premise of the show. And it's total fucking wackiness. There's two seasons of it out there. And it's pretty fucking funny.
Yeah. So Tiffany Haddish is the cat. And let me tell you, she got a sexy voice.
Oh, she's a good-looking woman. Take look her up, Tiffany Haddish.
Oh. Tiffany Haddish.
Tiffany Haddish is the...
Is this her?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's the voice, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Hot.
Yeah. She's not the...
Nope. She got a lot of soul in that voice. I'll tell you that
much.
Yeah,
she don't take no shit.
Nope.
Look, motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I miss those shows already. It's been a week. We haven't seen them because we finished them. And I'm like, I need more
Freak Bros. So hopefully they'll make more Freak Brothers.
Yeah.
Freak Brothers.
They had to been having a ball making that.
Yeah, they must have been stoned making
that. Yeah. Yeah. It was good. Definitely good. Check it out. It's a lot of fun. If you want to laugh, definitely fun. So.
Oh, yes. So that's Sexy and Gigundo's comedic recommendations.
Yeah.
For the week of. Oh, my goodness. This is going to come out the 9th. This is right before Valentine's Day for all you lovers out there.
I can't kiss them.
Hopefully we'll be kissing and fucking again by the time Valentine's rolls around. Yeesh.
Yeah, I'm going to have to call a doctor again tomorrow. I'll be like, yo, you got to fix me.
Fix me.
You
don't understand. I'm fucking... Oh, we're recording this on the weekend of the AVN thing.
Oh, yeah.
Our Bridget's out there doing the AVN stuff.
Yeah, we had our roving reporter, Bridget Holland. Well, actually, she's not
roving anything.
No. She went, though. She went, and she's filling us in on how it went. So,
Do we know if she's going to go to the actual award thing or not? Did she go to? She
I don't know. She didn't say. She's supposed to finish telling me all her stories, so we'll get there.
All right.
Well, yeah.
It sounds like it's going to be an interesting update the next podcast, which hopefully we won't be. We dropped a week of podcasting, so even though this is going to be congruous from last week, There's actually a missing week here that we didn't do a fucking podcast because
I was down for the count.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that should be the pod. That should be the poll question for this podcast. Have you gotten COVID? And the three questions will be yes, no, it's all fucking conspiracy.
There you go.
We'll see how many people we got.
It's all conspiracy. All I have was sniffles.
Yeah, all I had was sniffles.
Sniffles. So,
although coronavirus is a cold virus, that's all it is.
Yeah,
it's a very bad cold virus.
Well, this one is. Yeah. Oh yeah, look at that. Must be warm out. So.
Yeah. Oh, you know what we were close to doing? We'll finish up on this if we can.
Oh.
We were supposed to go this evening for 1 hour to, and this is something I learned. I don't know if Sally knew this or not, but I learned this evening. An owl prowl.
Yeah.
We were supposed to get in our car. We were wandering over to a nearby park, and the park ranger was going to walk us out into the woods. And people are like leaning in, going, "Really?"
And push us out on an ice floe.
And we were going to listen for owls who actually do go who, and that's what it sounds like. Who?
Who?
Who? So, but we, this particular past few days have been very rainy in New Jersey, and today it was misty and overcast.
Foggy.
Yeah, foggy, and it's not going down, and the reason that they do it at night, and the reason it's at the certain time, in a certain time of the month, is that apparently owls, when it is a full moon, and the sky is bright, and the moon is up, the owls get horny, and they do that hoo-hoo stuff. Actually means that it's time for some hoo-hoo. And they're flirting with each other when they're going hoo. It's like, who? Yeah. Me? Who? Yeah. Who?
Oh,
now?
Yeah.
So.
And apparently the moonlight helps them see each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what she said. Very nice woman. That was very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
She was ecstatic, I guess, that we should have, oh, people are here for the, yeah, we would have, yeah, we're all about it.
For the hoo-hoo? Hoo-hoo!
So there's two more shots at this in February, March that we're going to be going for. So we're going to keep you updated on the hoo-hoo in the woods.
I like that. Hoo-hoo in the woods. That's awesome. And did you update everybody about what's coming next week?
No. What's coming next week?
It's coming on a big freight.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. So,
hey, everybody. Are you into erotic art? Sexy slogans. You need a dirty tank top for your next swinger event? Then visit our website at
shop.sexyandjugundo.com. We've got all kinds of wild artwork, slogans, and whatnot on there. Some of it designed by me, Mitch Jugundo. If it's a sexy woman in some kind of scantily clad pose, I probably worked on that on there. If it's some wild slogan that says something like, "Wild penis goes down easy," or "Our flag means sex and it's a pirate flag that has two fingers boning," then that's probably something that we came up with together. And like Sally said, if you need something naughty to go wander over to one of these sexy clubs, a swinger event, or just to hang out with your naughty friends, then please visit us
at shop.sexyandjugundo.com.
How do you feel about that, Sally?
Oh, turn on.
Shall we go slip into something more casual?
You know it.
When we were in Delaware on Sally's birthday, I think that was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Was it 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
We stayed in the hotel that had a sauna. And we were like, this is the fucking best. And it wasn't a regular sauna where you toss the thing and you turn it on and it's infrared.
Mm-hmm.
And so we hemmed and we hawed and we heed and we hoed and we're like, we should get one of these. And we figured out a spot to put it in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled the trigger and bought a sauna. It will be here by, I believe, Tuesday or Wednesday of next week.
Yeah.
So We'll be podcasting from Sexy and Jugundo's Slurpee Sauna.
Sauna Sluts.
Sauna Sluts.
We're the Sauna Sluts now.
So look for our new SDC group called Sauna Sluts coming to an internet near you. Oh, my goodness. Because, you know, if you're a hot tub whore, you got to be a sauna slut.
Hell yeah. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, we're pretty excited about sweating in the sauna with everybody, and it's going to be fun. You'll be seeing us in there fucking sweating our brains out. Because sure, why not, right? What the fuck? So yeah, we bought a sauna, and we'll tell you how it works. I'll tell you how good it is.
Oh, you'll see.
Yeah.
And we'll never get out of it.
Oh my goodness, we could do that. We could put the, because all we gotta do is put the all we gotta do is put the microphones on inside the sauna, and then put the camera outside when we sit in the sauna, slowly baking.
Yeah, there you go.
Sweating, like, wow, look at those two idiots. They're dying inside that thing.
We're shriveling up.
I feel fine.
Oh my God, that's the best. I can't wait.
So yeah, we'll be sauna sledding.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow, that means we can us SDC. Although we'll have to SDC. We'll have to sauna sled naked. Can you sauna sled naked?
Oh yeah, as long as I'm sitting on a towel.
Okay. All right, we'll be sauna sledding naked.
There you go.
All right.
All right, everybody. I need to go hack a lung up.
This has gotten ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right, let's go have Sally. Let's go cough Sally. Give Sally a tissue, please, and we're getting our way out here. In fact, since we're sitting here, because Sally here, it's your...
Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
There you go. There you go, lover. All right. Thank you for coming to this episode of... Sexy and Jugundo, Sally and Mitch's that crazy camming couple podcast. Now Bean's heard the word. Oh, you guys are done. You're finished.
Yeah, here she comes.
Here she comes.
Here comes the farewell star Bean. Of the show.
A farewell, Bean. Yes. Hey! Pick me up, please. I'd like to say goodbye to everybody.
Come here. You want to say goodbye?
I want to say goodbye to all of our fans and fiends.
Here we go. Oh boy. Oh boy. Here she is. Hi. Hey. Hey, goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye, happy, sexy, kinky people.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
Or she got the COVID now, too.
No, she's got her, that is her collapsing trachea kicking in. Yeah, our poor. Oh, and we got big news. Next week is Beanie's birthday. We're going to be the big 1-0.
That's 70 in dog years.
Yeah, she's 10. My little peanut here is going to be 10 years old.
A decade of Bean. We'll have to do a commemorative video.
Oh, a decade of Bean. A decade. I got a picture of when she's a little guy, a little thing sitting in my hand.
A teacup rodent Bean.
Mm-hmm. The day I brought home the tiniest dog in the world.
It's
a hamster.
Oh, my goodness. That's not even a hamster. It was a fucking mouse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sitting there going, fuck you, Jugundo, douchebag.
Yeah. All right, everybody. We love you. And this is Sexy telling you, don't get sick, man. It sucks. Get dick slapped.
As always, thank you for listening. This is Sally Sexy bestowing upon you all the happy horniness that you could possibly ever have. Twinkle, twinkle.
And this is Mitch Jugundo, hoping that your creative juices never stop flowing.
All right. How are we doing? How's it going?
I guess we're doing better now.
Okay.
Let me just adjust the camera a little bit here, get the treatment shear straightened up. You just barely see the dildo hanging off of there. That's perfect. That's
good. It's just enough dildo.
Just the right amount of dildo.
Just the right amount of dildo.
Right amount of
dildo. That's all that matters.
We're recording this on the weekend of the AVN Awards.
Yeah. We had a roving reporter.
We do have a roving reporter.
Bridget Holland was there, right?
Yes.
All right. And we're still getting all the updates on that.
All right, so I will. We'll get ready to get this together.